Hello, students. How are you doing? I hope you are okay. You are fine. I'm okay here in my house. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed the exercises from last week. I have here more for you, and those are not for about coronavirus. So I think it's going to be better to escape a little bit from this isolation reality. Okay, so as you saw in the former document, I gave you an image to describe and to make up a story or a poem about it. So I have here the same exercise, but with another image. Okay, so I want you to describe this image, this picture, and make up a short story or poem inspired by it. Okay, and I want you to, while describing it, I want you to tell me what is happening in the image, what could happen before, and how do you think it's going to develop this story, okay? And then create another whole new story about it. The second exercise is listening. Okay, it's a super interesting video about loneliness. I think it's a super important topic to talk about and to think about these days, right? Because there is a lot of people suffering from loneliness, and it's very important to know if someone near us is feeling lonely, to get to them, and say to them, "Hey, you are not lonely. We are here with you." And like, it's very important to not to be lonely in these difficult days. So it's a super interesting video about a super interesting YouTube channel that I fiercely recommend you to watch the videos. I warned you that don't watch too much of them, okay? Because I'm going to use them to do exercises, okay? Because I think it's super interesting, and they talk about very curious topics, and it's very interesting to talk about them. So, and it's a very good tool now that we are not face to face, okay? So, as the regular modus operandi that we do in class, and when I introduce a topic and I have questions to manage a little bit the debate. So here's more or less the same. You will have the video. The video is in English and you have subtitles in Spanish also. But please, 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 if you could watch it without subtitles or with English subtitles, it will be so perfect. So perfect. So please, if you can, watch it without Spanish subtitles. If you do it, I'm not going to be there, so I won't realize about it, so it's okay. But it will be super nice if you do that. So it's a 12-minute video, maybe a little bit long, but it's super interesting and super important. So yeah, watch it, like all of it. And then I have a few questions, like always, The first one will be, what do you understand from the video? And have you ever felt lonely? When and why? And what do you think about the so-called social pain? Okay, this is something about the video talks about the social pain. Do you think it is real? And have you ever felt it? And how did you manage it when, if you felt it sometime? Have you ever felt that you sacrificed a friendship because of a romantic relationship? When did you realize that, and how did you feel when you realized if you did? Was it too late? Or could you recover this lost friendship, no? Write or call a friend you haven't talked to in a long time. So this is a proposition that the video makes, and I make you, okay? So write or call a friend you haven't talked to in a long time. Say to your loved ones that you love them, and check, please check that nobody near you feels alone. Make them know that you are there for them. Okay. I hope, I really hope that you are not feeling lonely these days. And I would like to say that you can call me, but really you cannot. But I hope that in with these lessons, with these classes, and hearing my voice, I can contribute a little bit to your, well, not loneliness. Okay. So the next one, sorry. The next exercise is there are two quizzes, two little quizzes. I think they are super funny, and they are about giving opinions and expressing doubts. Okay, so they are from the BBC. Okay, so learning English BBC, and you have the links, and they are self-correctable, so you can self-correct them. Okay, and they are like not very usual forms of expressing doubts or opinions. So I thought it is very interesting to work with these kind of forms. Okay, so that's it for me, folks. I hope you are okay. Yeah, I love you. I send you lots of kisses. So goodbye and stay safe.